A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Tes, Nazir 9a, pagination 17, the start of the second perek of Nazir. The case that the Mishnah presents is Hareini Nazir min Agrogros u min Advela. A person says, I shall be a Nazir, and then he continues and seems to explain himself. He's becoming a Nazir from Grogros, which are dried figs, and Devela, which are figs of pressing. Now, Nazir really has nothing to do with figs. Nazir has to do with grapes and grape products like wine. And therefore, the question is, how do we understand the statement of the person when he said, I shall be a Nazir from figs? And there are basically three possibilities. One possibility is Tefos Lashon Rishon. He said the words, Hareini Nazir, I shall be a Nazir, and I don't care what he says afterwards. Another possibility is that we totally disregard what he says because it doesn't make sense. He's saying he's a Nazir from figs. That's not how Nazir works. Another possibility is he is not making himself a Nazir in the conventional sense from grapes, but instead he's making a vow regarding figs that they should be off limits to him, and his method of articulating this vow, which he's trying to say they should be like a carbon, they should be forbidden to me, is he's saying they should be forbidden like a Nazir, but he's from figs. So let's see how the Mishnah paskins this Shaila. Keep in mind that whoever rules in a certain way will introduce to us how we should approach it regarding halacha, because typically we have rules of how to paskin. Sometimes it's the Tanakama, sometimes it's the Rabbim, the majority, the Chachamim, sometimes it's Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. We have certain rules, and it depends who's saying what in the Mishnah to guide us how to paskin. So regarding this question, Hareini Nazir, I am a Nazir from figs. Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir. Beis Shammai say he's a Nazir. That's what he said. He said he's a Nazir. He went on and tried to explain things that are irrelevant from figs, nothing to do with Nazirus. And we disregard those other statements. Uveis Hillel Omrim, Eino Nazir. And Beis Hillel say, you're not a Nazir. You made a statement, in its totality doesn't make any sense, and we disregard it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Af kisha amro Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai said that there's some sort of nazirus, some sort of restriction over here, lo amru, they didn't mean it, ela ba'omer harei hein alai karbon, except in the case when you go over to him afterwards and you ask him, what did you mean, Nazir from Grogros, Nazir from figs? And he says, I was making it like a carbon. I was making it forbidden. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Beis Shammai really hold is not that he's a Nazir from grapes, but that the concept of Nazirus that he introduced is binding. But what kind of binding Nazirus is it? It's not Nazirus. It's a restriction. It's an expression of restriction regarding figs. So again, according to our Mishnah, Beis Shammai, in the first approach, says that he's a Nazir, and we only accept the initial words, and we disregard his explanation of figs. Beis Hillel say we can disregard the entire statement and he's not a Nazir at all. And Rabbi Yehuda say that there's a third option over here, which he holds is the Beis Shammai opinion, that the person is restricted from figs. Let's move on to the second side of the page, where the Gemara tells us, Masnisin deloki haitano. Our Mishnah is not the approach that a certain Brisa presented on the same topic. The Tanya, as we learned, Rabbi Nosson said, Beishamai omrim, Beishamai say, Nodur v'nozir. It's binding, and he's a nozir. Uveis Hillel omrim, but the opinion of Beis Hillel is, Nodur ve'eno nozir. It takes effect as a vow, meaning regarding figs, but it does not take effect regarding nozir, regarding grapes. That's very different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told us, the way we understood it, eino nozir, it's not binding as nozir, meaning it's not binding at all. And Rabbi Nosson is saying, nodur, it is binding as a vow regarding figs. And that's the way our Gemara presents Rabbi Nosson's quote of Beis Hillel, with the words, Masnisin deloki haitano. Our Mishnah is disagreeing with Rabbi Nosson. According to our Mishnah, Beis Hillel say it's not binding at all. According to Rabbi Nosson, Beis Hillel is holding nodur. It is binding regarding figs. Keep in mind that in general we would paskin like Beis Hillel. If you have a machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we're going to paskin like Beis Hillel. And therefore we're left in a bit of a quandary here. Our Mishnah is quoting Beis Hillel that nothing is binding regarding this case. Rabbi Nosson is quoting Beis Hillel that it's binding regarding figs. How would we paskin? Interestingly, the Rambam, Hilchas Nezirus Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, writes, Ha'omer Hareini Nazir Min HaGrogros. A person says, I am a Nazir from figs. Hareze Osur Bohen, he will be forbidden in the figs, Ve'eno Nazir. But he's not a Nazir to be restricted in grapes, or in the other things that a nazir is restricted in. The Rambam seems to be paskening like Reb Nosson's version of Beis Hillel, which is nodur, it's binding as a vow, even if it's not binding as a nazirus. And the question which the Ravid asks is, when you have a stam mishnah, a codified mishnah, and you have a different statement from Reb Nosson, which the Gemara tells us is Masnisin Deloki Haitano, is disagreeing with our Mishnah, the Rambam, according to the rules, should have paskined like the Beis Hillel of the Stam Mishnah, of the codified Mishnah, rather than the Beis Hillel of the dissenting opinion. Why indeed did the Rambam paskin like Reb Nosson's version of Beis Hillel, that it's binding as a vow regarding figs? The Kesef Mishnah addresses this problem and tells us that the Rambam must have been gores in our Gemara that the word delo is missing. And instead of masnisin, deloki haitana, like Reb Nosson. Instead, essentially, the Kasef Mishnah is telling us, take out the word delo, and it says, masnisin ki haitana detanya Reb Nosson omer, and our Mishnah is matching Reb Nosson. Says the Kasef Mishnah, it actually makes sense to read our Mishnah that it's a good collaboration with Reb Nosson. De'im lokein, because if not, going back to our Mishnah, havale lemeimar, it ought to have said in our Mishnah, Uvis Hillel omrim lo omar klum. Beis Hillel say, it's nothing. Midiktani Beis Hillel omrim eino nazir. From the fact that our Mishnah records Beis Hillel as saying, he's not a nazir, mashma, one can infer, nazir hu de lo have, he's not a nazir, but nadir have, but it is binding as a vow. So again, the way we understood our Mishnah and the way the Gemara in our Gemara presents the Mishnah, it seems that Beis Hillel say it's nothing, and Masisin Deloki Haitana, it disagrees with Rav Nosson of Amud Beis that says Beis Hillel Omrim Nadur, that it is binding as a vow against figs. But the way the Rambam is learning this, Beis Hillel of our Mishnah and Beis Hillel of Rav Nosson are the same. In both opinions, Eino Nazir, he's not a Nazir, but he is a Nadur, he is vowed against figs. This interpretation of the Beis Yosef, the explanation that the Kesef Mishnah is giving in the Rambam, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out, is the way that the Rambam learns the Mishnah in Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam writes in Beis Hillel, Aval Asur Begrogros Uvidvela. He is forbidden, according to Beis Hillel, in figs. And in fact, if we continue the Mishnah according to the Rambam's approach, the wording of Rabbi Yehuda is fascinating, because Rabbi Yehuda says, in his understanding of Beis Shammai, you're not a Nazir. Afkishamru Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai said something is binding from his vow, lo amru, they weren't talking about Nazir. They were talking about the neder regarding figs being binding and taking effect. One final thought. Where does a person come to say that Grogros and Devela are the same category as Nazir? Where does that come from? Tosfos, at the top of the Amud, addresses this and says, in the Yerushalmi, we find that Devela is called Tirosh, which is the word for wine, intoxicating. In fact, the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Vav describes that not only can intoxicating come in the form of a beverage, it can also come in the form of eating, as in the case of the Devela Ki'ilis, the fig from the city or region of Ki'ila. It's an achila mishakeres, an eating that can intoxicate. Possibly the original usage was because figs were intoxicating, according to at least one situation. Whether that should be expanded or not is an interesting topic. Just to note that the Rambam uses the words ukayotze bohen and things like dried figs or pressed figs. He does not seem to limit it to figs, but it does seem that figs and nazirus, either way, would seem to have a smoother connection than other products. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.